You are tuned to Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. A national investigation by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution finds thousands of doctors accused of sexually abusing patients are still practicing medicine. Here to discuss the series called License to Betray is Kevin Riley, editor of the AJC, and Danny Robbins, lead investigative journalist. A word of warning, the following conversation includes graphic sexual content. Welcome to you both.
Good to be here.
Danny, according to your investigation, what are some of these doctors doing to patients? What were some of the offenses that you found?
Well, it's a wide spectrum of things, and starting with some consensual encounters. But as you know, that's still not allowed in the profession and still is actionable by a medical board. A lot of issues involving lewd language, which maybe on its surface does not sound that serious. But when you look at what was said and what it does to the patient, it's very serious. A lot of cases with female patients would go in for abdominal pain, and the physician would touch the genital area for whatever reason, you know, none. Male patients going in for a rectal examination, and it would be done in a certain way. A lot of cases like that.
And who are these victims whom doctors are preying upon?
A lot of the victims are very vulnerable, sometimes broken people. And when you think about it and look closely at it, the physicians know who these people are. They see their charts. They have intimate involvement with them. And then sort of on the other side, when there's when a victim complains or makes an outcry, their credibility is challenged based on those very vulnerabilities which drew the physicians to them. And then cases where victims were under anesthetic. So how could they know anything?
They were unconscious.
Or coming right out of it and thought they were dreaming, yeah.
Kevin, the state doesn't require the Georgia Composite Medical Board, which licenses doctors, to report criminal sexual abuse by doctors. Did you find evidence the medical community is protecting doctors?
Ricky, absolutely. It's a bad system. In only 11 states are medical boards required to report sexual abuse or inappropriate activity to police to investigate as a crime. So what goes on is that the medical board has wide discretion and may or may not decide. So a woman goes and complains about what a doctor has done to her. They don't go ask for other patients. They don't dig into this the way the police would. And it's a crime. Think about it this way. In virtually every profession where you have to have a license or be licensed by a state board, there's also an obligation, whether it be ethical or legal, to report crimes that you become aware of. Not so with doctors.
Danny, have you heard from victims as a result of your reporting?
Yes. We have an email set up strictly for victims. We're hearing lots of cases. This happened to me. Nothing was done. Look at this. Look at that. Yes.
We think we're going to hear from a lot more victims.
Can you give me a sense of how many doctors in Georgia may be practicing medicine who have sanctions or allegations against them involving sexual misconduct?
It's certainly dozens. Of every three that would be disciplined by the medical board, at least two of those three either keep their license or lose it and get it back. It's treated as something that can be handled through rehabilitation and probation, boundary training, and things like that.
It's all very secret. Medical boards are simply not required to let people know. You could find more out about your favorite local restaurant because of state laws and what they require than you can find out about your doctor.
Thank you both very much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Ricky.